Hey, Gary, what's up, man?
It's the Cake Boss. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you been?
I've been great. Let me tell you, my wife is from Jersey. She waited in line for hours to meet you not too many years ago. And she is so mad at me for interviewing you and her not being here. Let me tell you.
sorry about that. From in Jersey.
She's from Rahway.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. The only thing she's angry at is two things. One is you do not have a restaurant or store here in northeastern Ohio. What's wrong with you?
Not yet. So you never know.
All right. Well, look, buddy, I know that you're here because you've got two new TV shows going on. That's amazing. So tell me about both of them.
Oh, awesome. Well, we'll start with Legends of the Fork. Probably my dream job. So get a load of this. You'll like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I get to travel the country, go to the most iconic restaurants, and taste the food and find out what's the secret sauce to making them legendary.
Wow.
So, you know, if I ain't a lucky guy, I don't know who is. But I'll be honest with you, it's really nice to kind of hear the history, the story, understand the dynamics of how it works, and then really see what makes that place legendary. You know, like there's this place in Hoboken called Antique Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a 150-year-old brick oven. Every single dish that's cooked is made inside this oven.
Wow.
And he took a tomahawk steak and threw it on they call it the hot hole,
mm-hmm.
where the coals are. 1,500 degrees to get a sear on both sides.
Wow.
Then they stick it in the back of the bread oven, and depending on how far away you are from the fire,
yeah.
you could be at 600 degrees, 500 degrees, 300 degrees. They finish it in there. When I tell you the flavor, oh, I mean, just to die for. Or and they take things like a tomahawk steak
mm-hmm.
to bread pudding. The bread that's actually baked in an oven like that, they turn into a bread pudding that you've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
Real, real cool.
Is there a common thread for restaurants that you ever found that just... that's why they're good? I mean, I know they have those unique things, but is it really because they're just dedicated to their craft like you are?
I think that's it. I think that there's somebody in there. There's a buddy or there's that matriarch or patriarch who's there who loves the place so much and is so committed to the quality and insurance. They're like a fixture there.
Hmm.
Right? You ever go to like your favorite joint? You know, oh, yeah, Tony's going to be there. And you know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's what the secret sauce is, no matter where you go.
How about that? And Legends of the Fork is going to showcase some of those unbelievable places. Well, tell me about Buddy Vlastro's Cake Dynasty.
Ah, well, my Cake Dynasty, it's kind of my life, right? It's now. My kids are older now, you know, so when I did Cake Boss, they were babies. So now they're a big part of this show, and it's the succession of this business. And I have 13 bakeries. I have 8, you know, restaurants, a full-fledged restaurant in the Venetian in Las Vegas, 45 vending machines across the country, 100,000-square-foot facility. We actually are in 3,500 Walmart, where we manufacture the product. And so it's all made for my bakery. So the thing is, that's what happens in my life every single day. And this is a glimpse into it. And you get to come home with me and my family, see us interact and see the ups and downs, the struggles of making something like this work.
That's just amazing how you've gone from the beginning and where you're at today. Although I have to ask you about cake vending machines. I saw that online and I went, well, wait a minute. How do you pull that off?
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you asked because a lot of people ask that. So what I did is I invested into matte packaging. So matte packaging is the way you control the atmosphere inside the package.
Oh.
And we put no preservatives inside the cake slice.
Mm.
And we're getting a 21-day shelf life in a refrigerator.
Oh.
So think about like it's steaks that are sealed and then you can keep them in the refrigerator. Each cake is made in my factory. So when we make cake slices, we make 110 a minute.
Wow.
This is the stuff you'll see on Dynasty.
I know.
Right? And I learned a lot about modifying the atmosphere inside packaging. You learn about, you know, how much nitrogen, oxygen, what are you trying to do? there's a whole science behind it. But for me, I'm telling you, you eat the slice that was put in a day, and I take the slice that's 21 days later, you would not know the difference.
Wow, buddy, that's just absolutely amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to both shows, and I love that you're going to be traveling about seeing all these other great restaurants, but it still always goes back to you're the cake boss to everybody, and we just love following you and your family, so we're glad to have you back on this, and please, please, please get a vending machine in northeastern Ohio, will
you? You got it. I'll work on it, my friend.
All right. Buddy, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk with you. It's my honor and privilege, and again, my wife is not going to be talking to me for 3 days because of this.
Tell your wife I said hello.
I will do that. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.